We're talking with Richard Gephardt from the Oklahoma Beef Council. Richard, let's talk a little bit about this motion that you advanced this morning that was approved on a straw vote. It's an unofficial vote on a Friday. Might be, well, a part of the meeting tomorrow on a more official basis. But the intent, what was your intent, really?
My intent on the motion was to get it back to the mission of the checkoff, which is to promote beef.
Now, specifically, though, you're indicating that the Federation needs more identity, I think.
Yes, sir. I believe the Federation needs to operate in a more self-governance, independent, but still maintain its partnership with the checkoff side of NCBA.
Now, when we start talking about independent, we had a fair amount of discussion in this room about that. What's your idea of what are you trying to get to with independent?
I think my version of independence is control of the money.
Okay. So as we think about that, how's that different from really what's going on today? In other words, the existing governments.
Well, as I made a comment about, I think the Act and Orders provides a solid framework to control that money. I think the Federation probably should take a more active role in the decisions about how those resources are allocated.
And, of course, that would still be, as you said, with a partnership with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Yes, sir. I think one of the great potential tragedies in here is to lose the human capital and the experience and the continuity that's at NCBA in the checkoff side. And I think that's one of the problems is you've got to think of NCBA as having two hats, a policy side and a checkoff side.
And if we saw this come to fruition, the checkoff side of NCBA or the Federation of State Beef Councils would be something that would actually be seen by cattle producers?
I would hope so, and that's one of the core missions of the checkoff dollars is producer communications. And I think we'd have to do some market research and see what type of messages we are getting out on the pursuit to the producers.
Part of your motion indicated that you were saying, in effect, no to what CBB's been talking about a complete separation.
That is correct. I strongly disagree with that, with the CBB position.
So at this point, any move by them to try to drive some sort of a wedge in there is inappropriate in your mind?
I agree. I think when you look at the CBB structure, they're appointed by an administration while the Federation represent the producers on the ground. And I think there may be some differences of opinion because of the sources of those two bodies.
Very good. Where would you like to see this thing go as far as, at the end of the day, what would you like to see really the finished product look like?
A focus on improving beef demand.